Books on Tape presents Sex and the Seasoned Woman, Pursuing the Passionate Life, by Gail Sheehy, read by Kate Redding. Part 1. And Now What? The idea for this book came to me in a dreamful state the morning my husband and I awoke on a mountaintop in Italy. It was a few days after I had put to bed a wrenching book about the families of 9/11, but already we were transported by the sensuous landscape of Italy's heartland, Umbria. Our window looked out on a mist-veiled gorge below the castle where a pope's daughter, Lucrezia Borgia, had been confined in the 15th century, 6 months pregnant, because of her promiscuity. Her lover later rode up the mountain and joined her there in time for the birth of their child. It was an arresting thought, a beautiful and sexual being who was a pope's daughter. Lucrezia was no longer young at the time of her imprisonment, and in fact the Pope soon after made her governor of one of the major territories of Italy, which she ruled ably from the castle fortress. "I know what my next book has to be about," I murmured. "Sex and the Seasoned Woman." "What's a seasoned woman?" my husband asked. "You're lying next to one." Like any aha moment, it seemed obvious once I began thinking about it. Before there was a worldwide hit TV series called Sex and the City, there was the mother of all female sex guides called Sex and the Single Girl. A bestseller in 1962, it remains a cult classic. The author, Helen Gurley Brown, was a trailblazer in the media by declaring that women are sexual creatures too, with both desires and career ambitions. She reinvented Cosmopolitan, which is still publishing sex advice 40 years later.